looking forward to it. It's going to be a good day for us. Coming back undefeated, trying to hold that zero in the loss column. It really doesn't matter who the opponent is at this point. You know, we all have our backstories where we come from. Just happened to be mine this week, but our main focus is getting that win.
I mean, obviously, the two championship games are two of the greatest football games I've ever been a part of. There's a great history and some really big games. So, got another battle on our hands this week.
We're just continuing to work. You know, we got a whole new opponent this week, and it's a new game. Good job moving the ball at times and not finishing drives quite like we wanted to. So, emphasis there on being able to finish drives. But there are some things that we're doing well. We can build off those and improve on some of the ones we're not doing as well.
I look at myself, and we're out there battling. Guys are playing hard. You know, it's my job as a coach to see that everybody on this team's in the best position they can be to be successful. So, you know, I'm always looking at the big picture. It's not about one guy. You know, it's about the football team.
Individually, I'm still helping my team win. You know, whether it's that catching the ball out of the backfield, picking up protections, you know, grabbing linebackers and having fun that way. So I'm still having fun. I'm still enjoying myself. I'm still loving the game the right way. We just got to finish. Got to find a way to put the ball in the end zone. I mean, we're driving up the ball up and down the field, but we have nothing to show for it.
Okay, did not practice Ware, Demaryius Thomas, Thompson, Akib, Mathis. Those are that did not practice. Limited, Sombrio, Cody, and Benny. Full, Ryan Harris, Kenny Ananike, Bolden, Manning, Vasquez, and Daniels were all full participants today.
How do you balance the fact that, you know, you got these guys nipped up? They need some time. They need the rest. But at the same time, especially on offense, you could use the continuity in practice.
Well, that's a great question, Mike. I mean, it's tough. I mean, you know, we've been struggling. We've been nicked up front. You know, Evan's been battling a hamstring for now 3 weeks. So trying to work through that. Lou's been battling a knee a little bit, you know. So try to do what's right to keep him healthy and keep him going. But at the same time, you're right. It would probably definitely benefit if we had them all out here every day. But the key is we need them out there. So we're having to do what we got to do. And hopefully we get through next week and kind of freshen some guys up and get back to full strength and practice and everything else.
It's
just neck's been sore, and my expectations are that he'll be ready to go. We'll see where he's at tomorrow, but just trying to be smart with him this week, get him back to feeling good. He didn't feel very good when he played last week, but he went out there and gave it up for his team, and we're trying to get him feeling better.
Did you have to adjust anything with Benny, Cody, Limited, and DT not practicing?
No, really, Benny and Cody, for the most part, they're limited special teams, but really for the most part, they practiced. And boy, Benny's practicing well, just watching today. So put it really good work. But it's good for them. You know, it's good for those young guys. And we get Cody back, it helps us on special teams.
How are your expectations for Ray and Shaq, and considering the playing time they've had the last couple of weeks?
Oh, very high. I think that's one of the good things going on with the football team right now. There's a lot of confidence in everybody. And, you know, just watching them practice and prepare. And, you know, DeMarcus is unable to play. I think they're excited to go out there and be a part of what's going on. They have been, but now they get a chance to be a bigger part. So, you know, as a player, all you can do is ask for an opportunity, and you work for your opportunities, and they've been working. So we got a lot of confidence in them.
Along those lines, the fact that you did use Shaq and Ray earlier in the season rather than just –
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, it's not a shock to them, you know. Shaq's going to start the game, but they're all going to play. But, you know, you can just watch them in practice. It's not too big for them. Not like they've been standing around playing kickoff and kickoff return, and now they got to be a starter. They've been playing a lot of football. So a great opportunity for them to go in and run our defense and do some good things.
Special teams has been improved almost across the board.
Yeah, it really has. We struggled on special teams in the preseason, you know, especially the first day against Seattle. But we settled down. Our core players are in place. We got a lot of speed. We're a team built with a lot of receivers. So, and, you know, four of our receivers, well, I should say three of them are key special teams players for us. So that's extremely important. But Joe's doing a great job.
Just to be clear, Gary.
Who?
Barrett's going to start where?
Barrett will start, yeah. Okay. Barrett, you know, they're all going to play, but he will be the starter across if DeMarcus doesn't play. Yeah. No, I think, you know, DeMarcus has had two good days, but obviously he's not out here today, so it'd have to be a big step tomorrow for that to happen, but we'll see.
Shaq's story really is incredible, where this guy, what he's been able to come from, and last year kind of slowly built up, this year jumps up big, he's ahead of Shane now, and we saw in the preseason that he was going to have a special year.
Yeah, he's a great example of if you do it, you don't come out type of deal, you know, so, I mean, he had a good offseason, good training camp, and all of a sudden when it came game time, he just kept making plays, so... You know, he's earned the right to be out there and play more and contribute. And not only that way, he contributed on special teams, too. I think he was our captain last week on special teams in the game. But just continues to take advantage of every opportunity he's got.
Two block kicks this year. How important is using some of your best guys on that unit, like Akeem and Chris?
Yeah, that's really important. And Joe does a great job of letting them know the importance of it. You know, those plays can be the difference in the game. Just, you know, and it's, we're talking about a three-second football play. Give us everything you have. And last week the concept was get your hands up quick because this guy kicks the ball so quick and, you know, we end up getting one. So, yeah, just we're going to have starters contribute on a regular basis, and they've been doing that.
You got theories on biological clocks, so 11 o'clock mountain start?
Oh, you know, Mike, what we've done, we did bump practice a little bit last week, so we're really out here about time we're going to be kicking off. So, you know, we go 11:15 every day, and am I right? Is that 1:15 on the East Coast?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, good. All right, I'm fixing to embarrass myself. But, yeah, so hopefully, you know, hopefully they're firing at that time, but what we are trying to do is speed up the pace of our practice and what we're doing, knowing that we got an early game this week.
Will you be leaving Friday?
No. We'll do everything the same and keep our same schedule and just trying to put a big emphasis on it right now.
Will Capri be elevated to the 53?
You know, we'll see. You know, Juwan has not practiced. Capri is being prepared to get ready to play, so that's a decision we'll probably make sometime tomorrow afternoon.
A few more for the coach?
What have you seen out of Cleveland's tight end? He's kind of burst on the scene this season, Barnage.
Well, I see a quarterback in him just on the same page. You know, this all of a sudden got hot. They're on the same page. You trust him, puts up a lot of balls. So that's kind of what you see going on. But they've been spreading the field. They got a lot of weapons. And, you know, he's been throwing the ball extremely well.
And on defense, how do you really account for a tight end who can line up in multiple spots along?
That's the hard part because they do a lot of empty stuff, spread him around. So, I mean, there are going to be times Danny and Brandon are on him. There are going to be times that safety's on him. So they know what they're doing. I mean, they find matchups, but we'll have to do a good job across the board. The best thing we can do is make him get rid of the ball.
Gary, what have you seen from what Malik's play has brought in the last few weeks?
Well, I think Malik has worked really hard to get better. I think he's a better practice player right now than he was, say, 2 months ago. You know, I just think he's maturing, getting better, and I think he's adjusted to what Bill wants and how he wants him to go about his business. I just think he's become a better player through his work habits.
You think that's more reps or just something that his attitude changed?
I think it's just work habits and you know, he's Bill coaches them really well about who they're playing against. You know, this type of guy this guy is, those type of things. And I just think he's bought into what Bill's doing, and they've done that as a group, and he's playing hard.
That pass rush in the secondary have gotten so much of the attention. What about those guys in the middle of the game?
Yeah, 59 or 54 are played. I mean, if there's any group inside in this league that's played better, you know, probably be hard to find. I mean, these two guys have played extremely well. I'm going to go back to what they went through in the offseason to get ready to play. You got to give them a lot of credit, taking care of their business. Greek doing a great job with them. And they're just, you know, they're the quarterbacks of the defense. Unusual to have two of them in there like that, but they're doing a great job.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, have a good day.